Okay, now then, I'm going to start out in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. Proverbs 10:4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent make rich. Now then, where I'm going with this, I'm going to show you some things about what the Scripture says about the poor. Now, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. Can you flip that over on the NLT, Jordan? And let's see what that says. Look at what this says in the NLT. Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. That makes sense, doesn't it? Now then, lazy people. Now, where I'm going with this, I want you to know, it doesn't make any difference who these people are. You have to be careful how you talk about these people. And a lot of times, we talk about people that are not diligent people. People that are poor or underprivileged. You know, I remember listening to one of the well-known preachers that I really love and respect. And he's a great preacher. I won't call his name. But he said one day I was there and there was a guy standing beside the street. And he was one of those guys begging on the street. You ever see those kind of people around? Sure, they're standing around on corners all the time. And he said, when I saw this, the guy's kind of ragged and everything. And he thought, gee, you know, that guy, you know, I mean, surely he could get a job and do something. And he said, when the Lord spoke to me and told me I'm judging him and I don't know his circumstances, I need to be careful because I might wind up like that. As long as you're healthy and you got money in the bank and your kids are healthy and your car payment's made, you know, and you feel good, it's real easy to judge somebody else as not having a good go, isn't it? You know, but a lot of us that are okay today that do have our bills paid, our car payments paid up and our house payments paid, you'll go back and think of a time in your life when you wasn't quite so fortunate. You know, I can remember one time when I got laid off and, man, I didn't have enough money in the bank to make the next house payment or the next car payment or nothing else. I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to get out there and work. Because if I had been a lazy person, I could have been poor. But I knew that if I would get out there and work hard, I could make money. And I did it. Now then, Proverbs 13, verses 7 and 8. We'll do it the King James first. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. Listen to this. This doesn't make sense. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. When you think about what that says, there is that maketh himself rich, yet has nothing. That's strange, isn't it? That's kind of hard to understand. And there is that maketh himself poor, yet he hath great riches. Let's look at that in the NLT. Some who are poor pretend to be rich. Others who are rich pretend to be poor. The rich can pay a ransom, but the poor won't even get threatened. Do you ever see people that are rich that act like they're poor? Yeah. You know, I mean, if I go somewhere and I've got a bill full of money, like if I'm going somewhere, let's say I carry $300 or $500 in cash with me. If I'm going somewhere that I know I've got to have some cash, I don't take my billfold out and lay it on the counter, open it up and let all the money stay sticking out for everybody to see. Why? I know there's people knock you in the head for a $5 bill. You know that? You know, so, and I don't want to be a guy that goes down and buys myself a nice set of clothes, and that's the only good set I got, and I walk around acting like, hey, I'm Mr. Somebody, and I'm rich. I don't want to act like that, because if I did, somebody might do something. Like, for instance, the second part of that in verse 8, the rich can pay a ransom. In other words, did you ever hear anybody that was poor had their kid kidnapped? Never. Nobody does that, do they? But many times if somebody is a millionaire, their children get kidnapped and they want a ransom for them, don't they? Why do they do that? Because they think these people can pay. They got money. They'll pay for their kids. Isn't it amazing? The rich can pay a ransom, but the poor won't even get threatened. So in that case, it's better to be poor, isn't it? You can just let your kids put on their old clothes and rip down the street and ride their bicycle, and you don't have to worry about nobody doing nothing to them. They ain't going to worry about it. Then chapter 14, verse 20 and 21. Proverbs 14, 20 and 21. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. Now then, if one thing you won't ever have to worry about, if you got money, you won't have to worry about friends. You'll have plenty of them, you know. But those kind of friends that you have only if you have money, they're not your friends. They're not your friends. But you don't have to worry. If you do have a little money, you know, you won't have a problem having friends. But it says, he that despises his neighbor sinneth. Now, wait a minute. What if your neighbor was poor and you despised your neighbor? What if you talk about your neighbor? What if you say, well, you know, old Thurman down there, he lives in a little old shack. You know, he's poor. I don't want him in my neighborhood. Or he lives in a little old dinky mobile home, you know, worth about $50. You know, it's falling apart. I don't want them kind of people. That's trash people. I don't want them living in my neighborhood. Do you know what you've just done? You just sinned, didn't you, Tom? Did you think that makes God happy for you to sin? No, not at all. He that despises his neighbor sins, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. As you see, some of the things I'm trying to get across to you today is how easy it is for us to sin. How easy it is for us to open the door for the enemy to come and torment us. To sin. I mean, just think. I paid diligently this week for my sins. If you had been with me, you would have never known I was sinning. Because when I was grumbling, Cheryl was sitting in the back seat of the airplane. She didn't hear me. I wasn't talking out loud. I was grumbling within. Somebody think, boy, you can grumble within and be a sin? Yeah. Can God read your thoughts? Sure, He can perceive them. But he that has mercy on the poor, if you have mercy on the poor, you need, happy is he. What if you're not merciful to the poor? You're not going to be happy. You're not going to like what comes along. Then let's go to verse 31 in that same chapter, 14:31. He that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he that honors him has mercy on the poor. Now then, in other words, who made that poor man? God did. He made all of us. He made the poor as well as the wealthy. He made everybody. And it's real easy to make a judgment. And if you oppress the poor, you reproach his maker. And his maker happens to be God. You wonder what you're saying. And I'm guilty. I hate to say this, but I've done that too many times in my life. And I'm going to have to watch it. I mean, God revealed to me this week with all the things I had wrong. In fact, I got to where after a few days this week, I thought, good grief, I think I'll just stay in bed. You know, I mean, when everything you touch almost either break it or it goes wrong or something. You know, it's amazing what happens. Then Proverbs 17:5, Jordan. Proverbs 17:5. Whosoever mocketh the poor reproaches his maker, And he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. What does that mean? Oh, your neighbor. Your neighbor had a problem. If your neighbor had a problem, and you think, well, I'm glad Joe had that happen to them. You know, I'm happy. They deserve it. That should have happened to them a long time ago. But do you know Christians that have said those kind of things? Maybe we've been guilty of making those kind of statements. If we are happy at a calamity, God says you shall not be unpunished. Now, you know, there's other stories. Of course, Dave and I were just reading one of those the other day, talking about one of them in detail, about when Israel had sinned. And as Israel had sinned, God had to judge Israel and really devastate the nation of Israel. And then the nation of Tyre, they gloated over this. They said, great, we're glad this happened to them, because all the wealth that came into Israel, now then, since she's no longer, all that wealth will come into us and we will really get wealthy. And you know what God said? He says, because you have been happy at their calamity, I will judge you more so than I did them. And the nation of Tyre fell. In fact, he said, people will look up and down the coast of Tyre and they will see what happens, and they will stand in horror at what happens to you and your wives and your children. How many of you would like to be well and not have any sickness and disease the rest of your life? Did you know the only way we're going to do it is learn what pleases the King and walk there? You know that? That's why we're going through these kind of things. Because if we mock the poor, we're making fun of God. And if we're glad at calamities, when something happens to somebody, if we're happy at a calamity, we shall not go unpunished. Now then, let's go to Proverbs 18:1. We'll go right down several things in Proverbs 18 I want to go through.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.